Welcome to In Love with Michael Rosenbaum
and Chris Sullivan,
where we explore the universal language of love,
walk through the struggles of love lost,
and together navigate the bumpy and gratifying road to happiness.
Loving me, loving myself, working on my state of mental health, and I never thought it would go this far. You said we'd just be friends, but I'm standing here full of emptiness, I confess. I'm a beautiful mess.
You know, I called you up, Chris, and I said, I want to do a show with you because I like you. You were on my podcast, Inside of You,
mm-hmm.
with Michael Rosenbaum,
That's
and
right.
I just was like, I like you. You're a good human being, and I, as I get older, I want to surround myself with better human beings, people I care about, people who care about me, people who want to see me do better.
Right.
And I just felt like instantly you said, hey, every day I like to text a friend what I'm grateful for
mm-hmm.
in the morning, and I was like, what? Who are you? You don't do this in Hollywood. And I started like finding myself texting you going, Chris, I'm grateful for my dogs. I'm grateful that I woke up this morning. I'm grateful even to my ex-girlfriend for dumping me. I'm grateful for, and by being grateful, it's a necessity in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me think, I want to do a podcast about, I don't even know what it's about in the beginning until we sort of hashed it out. We kind
right.
of talked about it.
Well, we said, let's talk about the things that we're in love with. There's enough negativity flying around. There's enough
yeah.
sarcasm. There's enough irony. So
right.
let's talk about the things that we love. Let's talk about the people we love. Let's talk about how we love others. Let's talk about our friendship and how
yeah,
it's growing.
Life in general. And it's just not, you know, it's not always good. Like, you know, there's lost love. I've been brokenhearted. Everybody out there has been, you know, they've had their heart broken. You've
That's
had
right.
your heart broken. It's like, how do you keep love? How do you deal with lost love? This is a show. About what, Chris?
Well, it's a show about being in love.
Being perpetually single.
Sharing your life with someone.
Sleeping with two dogs.
We're going to talk about what it means to be vulnerable.
I don't know what that means.
I know. We're going to talk about couples therapy.
I'm going to talk about going to couples therapy alone.
We're going to talk about having respect for your partner.
Farting whenever you want.
See, on the In Love podcast, we are going to break down things that we love, and we will talk to you, our listeners, and our guests about the things that they love.
Yeah, and in the end, we hopefully will come out better friends.
Better lovers.
Well, not you and me.
But yeah, they get it. And better human beings.
Yeah, I think that's good.
We'll have our listeners call the In Love hotline,
yeah.
answering your questions.
I like this because this is kind of cool. So every week, we'll have a hotline. The In Love hotline number is 323-207-5676. And you guys, your questions will be answered, hopefully. You know, we'll pick the best ones, keep them short, you know, like 20 seconds or 30 seconds. And we're going to do the best of our knowledge between a single guy who's been single his whole life, guy who's married. You know, we've been through everything together. We're going to give you our opinion on what things you should do or what
Ask
you should
us
do.
Ask us questions about love, about
yeah.
life, about relationships.
80s yacht rock.
We have all of the answers on that subject.
Yeah, and you know what? Celebrity guests and their partners will come in on some of these shows. They'll give us some insight into what makes their relationships work. And you know, celebrities are fucked up. You know, their relationships hardly ever work.
Most of the time.
Can you get Mandy Moore and her husband?
No, but I can probably get Michael Moore. Listen, we're going to bring my wife in, Rachel.
Yeah, dude, I think that's a great idea because I want to hear the shit because there's no way it's a perfect marriage.
Listen, what we have realized that, especially when it comes to relationships, it's not about the one. There is no the one. It's about the work. And you put the work in and you get out what you put in.
I like that.
We're also going to talk to your ex-girlfriends.
We are.
To your assistant.
Mm.
Mm-hmm, to your friends.
She signed a non-disclosure.
That's right. Well, we're tearing it up because because we are going to discuss why you are single and what keeps going wrong.
But if anybody's listening to this that's a girl, which hopefully we'll have a lot of female listeners, maybe they won't want to be with me. Because I'm going to be honest and vulnerable about things. I'm not going to give you a bunch of bullshit.
Listen.
That's one of the things I like about this show. This is going to be us being honest. And anytime we're going to call bullshit.
That's right. Honesty and vulnerability, even in situations where someone may have flaws or may have some kind of damage, is attractive, Michael.
Thank you, I think, Chris. No, I do.
Hey.
I am damaged. I think we're all damaged.
We're all broken people just trying to put ourselves back together. And maybe on this podcast, we can help each other do that.
Every week, come join us and hopefully become better people in this dark, dark world. Let's bring some light into this world, brother.
A little bit of love.
in love with Michael Rosenbaum
and Chris Sullivan.
We're a beautiful man.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.